In these days of the Easter octave, the church desires that we see the unity of two enormous gifts. The gift of the true presence of our Lord in the Eucharist, to know the Lord in the breaking of the bread, to know the Eucharistic heart of the Lord, and to see that the Eucharistic testimony of the church, the gift of the Eucharist, comes to us from the apostles. And we have today in the Gospel of Luke what is likely the earliest charismatic or confessional summary of the Christian faith. The Lord is risen, and he has appeared to Simon. After the Lord himself in the Gospels, the person most covered in the Scriptures is Peter. In Mark, his confession is at the center of the Gospel. In Matthew, he is called the Rock. In John, the Gospel culminates in where Peter receives the office of the Good Shepherd, and where he is asked to feed the sheep of the Lord. The Petrine office then, the office of Peter, is given the specific task of being entrusted with the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is the food that sustains the life of the church. In our first reading, we heard Peter and John going to the temple, to the beautiful gate. And Peter says, "Silver and gold I have not." It's to say, Peter makes no claims to have worldly authority. And although in the history of the church and the medieval papacy, there were claims made that the Pope should have worldly authority. But the origins of Peter's authority do not originate in the world. "What I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise and walk." This is the Eucharistic life of the church, and this is what the mission of Peter is to every church. It's important for us to know as Catholics that the authority and identity of Peter is not something extrinsic to the church. His mission is not jurisdictional. It is not primarily a matter of governance. If we want to look at an example that can today help us understand, we look at the Church of China. China, where they have a patriotic church with many of the bishops that are ordained validly. They have the sacraments. They have the creed. They have works of charity. But what is the one thing that the Chinese government will not allow the patriotic church to profess? The name of the Pope and the Eucharistic prayer. Because to claim Peter as the head of the church is to ensure the freedom of the church. And therefore, the first gift that Peter brings to every church, to every particular church, is her freedom. If Peter is the head of the church, then no government and no other external authority can be the head of the church. And along with his authority, Peter brings his confession of faith. You are the Son of the living God, the one who is to come. Peter is the guardian of the faith. The freedom of the church and the content of the faith find their fullness in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the way of the church. The Eucharist is the great treasure of the church. And therefore, here in this place where the Lord himself manifested the great power of the Eucharist to lead the church in communion with Peter through the rough waters of history and through the rough waters of our hearts, we pray with St. Ambrose, where there is Peter, there is the church. Where there is the church, there is no longer death, but eternal life. And where there is Peter, there is no longer death, but eternal life.